CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
The Stratford Police Service is calling on the public to help them find 40-year-old Joshua McCann, who lives in Stratford. According to a post on the Stratford Police Service X account, he's wanted for numerous criminal offenses. McCann is facing charges of criminal harassment, break and enter, mischief under $5,000, trespass by night, and breach of probation. He's described as a white man with a heavy-set build, 5'10", with brown hair and a brown beard with some gray in it. Anyone with information is asked to contact Stratford Police Service or Crime Stoppers. A Frito-Lay recall in Canada has affected some snacks that could be in your cupboard. Kate Otterbein shares what you need to know.
All sizes of Sun Chips, Harvest Cheddar, and Munchies Original Snack Mix, with a best before date of July 16th to August 13th of this year, should be returned to where you bought them. The company is pulling the product as the seasoning, provided by a third party, potentially was exposed to salmonella. There have been no detections yet, but the recall is for public safety. More information can be found on our website. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein.
Convicted auto thieves in Ontario could see their driver's license suspended, possibly indefinitely, under proposed new legislation by the provincial government. Transportation Minister Pravmeet Sarkaria and Solicitor General Michael Kersner introduced new stiffer penalties today to deter auto thefts. Under the proposed new legislation, first-time auto theft offenders would face a 10-year suspension. That goes up to a 15-year license suspension for a second offense and a lifetime license suspension for a third. The auto theft conviction has to have involved violence, use of a weapon, use of force, threat, or pursuit of financial gain in order for the license suspension to be applied, the government stipulated. A vehicle is reportedly stolen every 14 minutes in Ontario, and violent carjackings in Toronto have seen a 78% increase since 2021. A two-day summit beginning in Winnipeg today. We'll hear from Indigenous leaders across the country on how they're reacting to and can come together to fix what they call Indigenous identity fraud. Co-hosted by the Manitoba Métis Federation and the Chiefs of Ontario, the summit will also include Inuit and Innu leaders who have raised concerns about the topic in their respective jurisdictions. One of the topics up for discussion is Bill C-53, a federal piece of legislation that seeks to formally recognize Métis governments in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Ontario. The bill is hotly contested by the Manitoba Métis Federation and the Chiefs of Ontario, who say the inclusion of Métis Nation of Ontario threatens their rights and who question the validity of the organization altogether.
The sexual assault case involving former members of Canada's men's world junior hockey team is due back in London court today. Five players were charged earlier this year in connection with an alleged sexual assault at a hotel in London back in 2018. The players plan to defend themselves against the allegations and have opted for a jury trial. A trial date has not yet been set. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Boston in Florida with the Bruins up 3-1. Canucks in Edmonton with Vancouver up 2-1. PWHL playoffs. Montreal and Boston at 7. Boston leads this series 2-0. A big night in the WNBA. First overall draft pick Caitlin Clark makes her professional debut as her Indiana Fever take on the Connecticut Sun at 7:30. Blue Water Varsity Girls Rugby Quarterfinal Playoffs. Sacred Heart against Grey Highlands at 11. St. Mary's takes on Kincardine at noon. Winners of these matchups play again at 2. And the Buffalo Bills have signed former Chiefs wideout Marquez Valdez-Scantling to a one-year contract. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a low dropping to 9. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high hitting 22. On Thursday, some sun and a chance of showers, a high of 21.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.